So what was the specific definition that you and were using of local foods? How local did it have to be? Right from your town?
Well, from Sustain Door came this challenge for people to sign up to do a 100-mile food challenge, meaning I think it was identified that it would be 100 miles from the borders of our county. Now, our county, Door County, is this peninsula that sticks out into Lake Michigan. And so when you take 100 miles from the county seat, which is Sturgeon Bay, you get a lot of water. So 100 miles, I just went to a map then and took a compass and scribed a circle around Sturgeon Bay. So it's 100 miles as the crow flies in my definition. The challenge from Sustain Door was very open. It said that the rules were kind of whatever you made it to be. You could go a complete year eating only local foods, or you could do one locally sourced meal per week for the 3 months out of the summer that the farmers market was in session. Or you could, you know, you could do whatever you wanted to do. But the idea was to challenge oneself as an individual and to support local agriculture and sustainable agriculture. So my daughter, Sally, and I chose to do as close to 100% as we could. We have exempted salt, yeast, and other leavening. So we eat salt and we, you know, we make our bread with yeast, or my cornbread has baking soda or baking powder in it. Other than that, everything else is local. All of our dairy. She's a vegetarian, so she doesn't eat meat, but we eat cheese and eggs. We have our own chickens for that. But all of our produce, all of our fruit. We live next to a cherry orchard. They also grow apples and plums and pears, I think. So we got things like that to put by for the winter. And it really, there was quite a sense of bounty after the end of the growing season.